shelling is no big operation anymore. I mean, it's you shell cribs out with two or three men, and 2 days you're done. It's another piece of machinery that actually shells the corn on the same principle as a combine, only the corn is in a pile or in a corn crib, where a combine goes down through the field and shells it and puts it in the tank, and they fill the tank, then they unload the tank into a wagon. Whereas this piece of machinery sets, it's not stationary, it is stationary when you're shelling, but you back it into the crib, put drags in, and you elevate the corn into the sheller, and it's shelled, and the cobs go in one pile, and your grain goes, is augured into wagons or trucks. But the equipment is fundamentally the same. It all has to grind the corn off of the cob, whether it does it in the field and leaves the cobs in the field, or whether you pick it in the ear and unload the ear corn into the crib, and then it dries there by nature. And then when it's dry, you shell it out and move it to market. I have a combine with a corn head on that I open up my fields so that I can get in with the mechanical picker, and then I pick my cribs full. And when the cribs are full, of course, I don't pile any corn outside anymore. I used to pile corn in outside. But now when the cribs are full, then I combine the rest. And then that goes to market. I mean, it goes to town and has to be dried down. Whereas the corn I put in the crib, like I say, nature dries it down.